with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guy Show.
Yeah, you are listening to the Grilling Guy Show each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network, part of the Cumulus Broadcasting System. I'm Jop, he's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
What's cooking is I'm sitting out here in Door, Michigan, between Grand Rapids and Kalamazoo with my best friend and a microphone.
It's all good, man. It's a little warm, but we're under a tent trying to keep it cool. I hope you are, too. I got a cold beverage in your hand and getting it ready to celebrate the second half of this long 4th of July week. And it's been a great week to be on vacation. I wish I was. But we're here behind a microphone.
That's right. And if you're checking us out on Facebook, it's Facebook.com/ The Grilling Guys. Get on our page and tell us, what is your biggest challenge grilling? What is your biggest challenge grilling? And it might be that you didn't pick the right beer. So what would you do about that, Jop?
Well, you know what I would do is I would consult an expert. And I think now is the time. We have the opportunity to do that, if I understand it right. Our friend Tim Surprise is on the line. Mr. Arcadia, are you out there?
Yeah. How you doing, guys?
Oh, man, Tim, we are fantastic, other than it's been a boiling week, and I went through most of my Arcadia ales just trying to keep cool, but it's all good. You never run out. It's a great thing, man.
Well, that must mean that we need to connect here soon if you're running out of beer. I know how you guys operate, and for all your listeners out there, we're all better off if you guys are in plenty supply, let's put it that way.
The show does seem to flow a little better. I grant you that. But anyway, what's going on down in Battle Creek this week, man?
Well, I just returned back from a short trip to Wisconsin for a couple days, and we're in the process of expanding our facility. So I've been looking at some manufacturers of tanks and brew houses, and I'm really excited to be able to say that we've engaged an expansion strategy that will be having us build a new facility on the river in Kalamazoo, Michigan, starting next week. We put some shovels in the dirt, and by Memorial Day next year, we should have a brand new 30,000 square foot facility with pub up and running. So we're really excited about what that expansion and capacity will do for us.
Wow, congratulations. That's cool. That's Arcadia Ales out of Battle Creek, Michigan, moving into Battle Creek. I think there's moving into Kalamazoo. I think there's a few college students over there celebrating right now.
Well, let's hope so. And this, again, is an expansion. You know, we've put some pretty good roots down in Battle Creek, and we're going to be continuing to invest in our Battle Creek location by installing sometime over the next 12 months a new pub-sized brewing system that will give us the flexibility to do some creative, small, one-off batches, which is always kind of neat in this industry because our customers are always looking for something that's creative and new and dynamic. And we're also looking at putting in a still. We're going to expand into some distilled spirits over the next 12 to 18 months, and we anticipate that will be installed in Battle Creek as well. So this new facility, this expansion for us, is an addition to our Battle Creek operation. So hopefully that connects the two communities a little bit between Kalamazoo and Battle Creek.
Tim, it sure will, and hats off to you, my friend, because you're just another example of a hard-working Michigan business that has cut it and has decided to reinvest in this area rather than blow out of town and go someplace else and do it. You're staying right at home. We're proud of you, and we're proud to be affiliated with you because you make some of the best ales that are on the marketplace. Could you tell us a little bit about what makes an ale an ale?
Sure. Well, you know, beer is typically divided into two categories. You have lagers and ales. Lager styles are typically the clean, crisp examples that are sometimes demonstrated by some of the Coors, the Bud, the Miller products. They are bottom fermented types of beer, meaning that the yeast accumulates at the bottom of the tank, and they ferment at cooler temperatures for longer periods of time or extended periods of time, and that contributes to clean, crisp, lighter body flavor and mouthfeel, much like you'd expect from a typical American premium domestic lager, like a Coors Light or a Bud Light or something like that. An ale, on the other hand, is typically fuller flavored, a little bit more body, and more aroma. They are top fermented beers, meaning that the yeast accumulates at the top. They typically ferment at warmer temperatures for shorter periods of time, and those are typically exemplified by a lot of these great Michigan beers that are out there, including ours from Arcadia, but Founders, New Holland, Dark Horse, et cetera. A lot of us are making mostly ales, and they tend to be the more creative, the more full-flavored, and a little bit more body. So the difference between ales and lagers is the time it takes to ferment, the type of fermentation it goes through, and what you get at the end.
And I think it's kind of typical also that a lot of the newer, smaller microbrewers stick with the ales because they can brew a lot more beer faster. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. There's more tanks involved with lager beers because it has to condition and ferment for extended periods. We're talking 3, 4, 5 weeks in some cases. So there's more tanks, there's more time involved. And when you're involved in brewing or making ales, oftentimes you can get those products through the production cycle in anywhere from 8 to 10 or 12 days. So it's a big capital investment difference, and from a process getting the product through your production cycle and out to the market, it's a lot faster.
See, if I was a brewer, I'd be definitely making ales because I'm really impatient. I couldn't handle all that time, but we're talking with Tim Surprise from Arcadia Ales. Congratulations on your new facility, and you're playing this. We're being heard right now over 930 WBCK in Battle Creek, which is near and dear to you, and the great 1360 WKMI in Kalamazoo. So congratulations, Kalamazoo. You're going to get a world-class beer right in your town. Just add another one to the heap that you've already got there. You got some great brewers down there right now, and we are very proud of your business model. It's no surprise to us that you're
no pun intended. Hey, one last plug, a shameless plug. Just this coming up week here, we're releasing. I know you guys have a fondness for our Sky High Rye, which is a rye pale ale that we've had a lot of success with. It's coming out in 12-ounce cans here this week. So look for that in the market, and for the biggest grilling challenges that you're out there soliciting feedback from your listeners, whatever that big grilling challenge may be, it's always going to be easier to tackle it with a few cans of Sky High Rye alongside your grill.
You are good, man. You are good. Thanks so much. And check out Arcadia Ales on Facebook. Like their page, and because we know you'll like their beer. Tim Surprise, we're very proud of you, sir, and thanks so much for joining us today.
Appreciate it, guys. Appreciate what you do.
Okay.
Yeah, that was Tim Surprise from Arcadia Ales. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, and he's just, if you've not had any of those Arcadia beers, you really, they're all over the state. Go to the store, try one, the Sky High Rye. It's ironic, I had 4 or 5 of those last night. That's not a lie, I did, and they were fantastic.
But, I like me the lockdown, yeah. I do.
Coming up next, we're going to do a Lake Michigan fishing report with our charter captain, Bill Bales, of the Best Chance 2 Tarters. Best Chance 2 Charters. Say that 3 times fast. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.